And yes, indeed, a live imaging Tuesday. We go to a live. I haven't tossed a Laura live.
Never.
How's it feel?
One other thing with the Dodgers that I want to get to after this. Immediately
is that
after 5:05 Laura's
or 5:15?
No, no. Like when Laura's done, oh yeah, the Dodgers, they've got
so
me
like,
on
oh,
like
yeah.
in
3 minutes.
They've got
really?
Me on a heater today.
That could be a
really?
Heater.
Yeah.
That could be like at 5:02.
Yeah, whenever we're done with Laura, Laura's got her time here.
Well, I just know you're teasing like a madman today, and I
am.
Love it.
I'm excited. 5:15, Lakers, 5:04,
whatever
Laura's done.
Whatever you need to know,
Dodgers.
Whatever Sedano wants to talk
Dale.
About.
It's time for What You Need to Know. Here is producer Laura.
Andale.
All right, originally, I know that Lindsay talked about the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell. Look, I'm not the biggest fan. I've said this. You know,
I've seen a lot of social media stuff about this.
But Taco Bell says the demand was 7 times more than they anticipated, so they have ran out of stuff to make it. So
no,
yes. So even if you go to a Taco Bell and try to order it, you can't.
But I heard there was a lot of outrage that it had changed. They changed the formula.
They did change the formula, but people still, because it was gone for 2 years, people were raving that it came back. I mean, Lindsay did it for Radio Tinder, and I did see that people were upset because it wasn't what they had before. But even with that, 7 times the amount of demand, and they don't have it anymore.
Wow. Has anybody on this crew tried the Mexican pizza?
But I'm Mexican. I'm out.
I had it the first time around, not this most recent time. But a lot of people, I saw someone tweeted at us a couple days ago, like, I went there to go get it at 11 a.m. and it was already sold out.
Wow.
What is the deal,
that's
man?
Crazy,
what am
right?
I missing from this whole thing?
I'm not a
I mean,
fan.
I was inspired to go see Top Gun because Tom Cruise convinced me I had to see it on the big
screen.
We're
not trying to get back to Top Gun. I see what you're doing, Cap. We're
I just don't understand.
Right, especially
what's the
because
deal
you're just going to repeat the same
right.
take you
pizza.
Had earlier.
We're trying to get to the Taco Bell Mexican pizza.
Beto
yeah,
said
well,
it's
I'm
just
talking
a
about
tostada.
The Mexican pizza. Let me tell you
is
something.
Is it like the tostada?
Yeah, he said it's the same thing.
Oh.
But I like for me, it's not my, I mean, like I said, I feel
no,
like,
I understand.
You know,
but
you're insulted by it. Is that what you're saying?
No. Do not put words in my mouth.
What it sounded
I'm just
like.
Saying.
Sounded like you're insulted.
No, that's not what I said.
People hear
that's
pizza and they're like, woo, pizza party. Yeah, I'm in. You know,
is that what people do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's how it's clever naming.
Sure. I used to like the double decker taco. I think that's gone too.
Well, I don't know what they're
I'm
doing.
Not inspired.
No,
I'm not inspired. I'm not going.
They put the tortilla and some beans, and then the hard shell inside of it.
I saw some commercial they have that the guy's like getting drafted in the NBA draft, and then the Taco Bell thing happens. The bell goes off, and then he walks out and gets some like
I think he
chalupa
gets a
thing.
Oh, he gets a chalupa.
It looks like a chalupa with.
I've never had a chalupa.
Nope. Never.
Never.
Really?
Nope.
Yeah. I've actually had that.
I kind of stayed towards like just tacos.
I mean, the chalupa is just a taco with a fried shell.
I like a nachos bel grande every once in a while.
Yeah, it's like a fried. It's not really like a fried shell. It's like a fried.
It's like a fried pita.
Pita, yes.
Oh, I thought a chalupa was more in the churro family.
What?
No.
What?
No.
Yeah,
not even close.
I didn't know.
Un churro is
churro
sweet.
And chalupa kind of sound the same.
Un churro is sweet.
Un churro.
Yeah, it's sweet though.
Yeah,
this
I understand, but I didn't know what a chalupa was.
Yeah. Google it.
Is it is it a Taco Bell thing or is it a real thing?
It's a Taco Bell thing.
Okay.
Do you never go to Taco Bell?
I don't go to Taco Bell.
You don't run for the border, as they used to say?
No, I used to. But, Chris, by the way, somebody asked you and I to do a taste test.
No, don't laugh at me, Laura. That used to be a song in the 90s on TV.
I know,
run for the border. And they'd have, like, intense.
I know. She got upset again. Not you.
I'm not upset. I'm laughing.
Chris, somebody suggested that you and I go to Arby's and try their new burger that everybody has put
down. The Wagyu? No, bro. No. Arby's needs to stay in its lane.
Yeah,
just stick to cold-cut meats or whatever.
No, they've got the meats, they said.
Yeah, whatever.
The roast beef, the classic roast beef. You put a little of the Arby's sauce on there.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said the beef and cheese with the onion roll. You know, pretty good.
When's the last time you've been to Arby's?
It has been a long time, but I've been to an Arby's, I think, more recently than to a Taco Bell.
They got the curly fries. They used to.
That's about it. That's the best thing they have.
Taco Bell, I'm just asking for trouble, dude. Let me tell you something right now. If I have Taco Bell and I'm in my car, I am asking for trouble.
Okay.
I think we all got what you meant.
Yeah. Thanks. All right. That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right. So, Lindsay, you brought this story to my attention about the Dodgers, and I'll get to the two guys I'm out on in a bit. As a matter of fact, let's do that 5:40 after Radio Tinder. Right.
We've got the time. I'm marking it on my calendar.
We're front selling.
So we're doing this one right now.
5:15, we're doing Lakers.
Okay.
Because there is a big question. Because I said it can't be just Darvin Ham. That means the front office needs – they've done one part of the job. Job's not finished, like Kobe would say. We got to get to job being finished on the other side.
Tease me. Don't tell me.
5:15.
Okay.
5:30 Radio Tinder.
Swipe left, swipe right.
Correct. And then 5:40, we're going to go to the two guys in the Dodgers I'm out on right
okay.
now.
Okay, I've written this okay. all down. We now know exactly okay. where we're. We
or
know what our roadmap is.
Or you could just read the rundown.
Is.
Yeah. Cap.
Well, I've like, got it right here, but saying. It seems like it's on. It seems like it's floating.
Well,
now,
it's
Lindsay.
Floating because you did like 17 hours on Top Gun. To
no, no, no.
Has a point.
No. I gave a simple 4 out of 5 review. That is all.
Yeah. So anywho, Lindsay, you were telling me the Dodgers have this new sponsorship deal with a company. And while they're not selling the name of the stadium, it's still going to be called Dodger Stadium, there is perhaps an inclination to believe that maybe, just maybe, there is someone out there with enough money where it could be like Dodger Stadium presented by such and such, similarly to what we have at the Coliseum, where it's the LA Memorial Coliseum at United Airlines Field.
Yes, yeah, so they reached an agreement with Sport 5, and they're doing their Dodger Stadium or the jersey patch deal, right? And right. so I read the story on DodgerBlue.com, and they suggested that while the Dodgers have said that they're not selling the naming rights to Dodger Stadium, they speculated that it could their partnership with Sport 5 also includes a Dodger Stadium element to it with. Mm. advertising, whatever, and they suggest that it's not, they did not close the door to the idea of
okay.
Dodger Stadium presented by Sport 5.
Okay.
Got no problem with that.
You find no problem with it?
Got no problem with it at all.
Why is that?
Because this is 2022, and you have to try and squeeze revenue out of every ounce of what you do. And right now, a stadium naming rights deal is millions and millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars, where you're making zero. I mean, think about how crypto or how, what's the name of it?
Crypto.com arena.
Crypto.com, how they got the money to start putting their names all over sports facilities. You know, think about SoFi, same thing. Without these names of stadiums, you wouldn't know what these companies are. And if there's a company that's got enough money that can inspire the Dodgers to say, hey, we don't want to turn down $250 million for the next 10 years. I have no problem with it.
Well, I mean, especially when you consider that the Dodgers TV deal, and good for them. I'm not saying this as like a negative. Like that's they've done an amazing job. I mean, they probably have getting another $100 million more than the next team is what I would say. Now that's weird also because the Yankees own half their network. It's kind of a strange setup. So, but what I would say to you as far as revenue is concerned, they make more than anybody to my knowledge. So, I think there are certain things you got to keep sacred, and I think that the stadium needs to stay Dodger Stadium. Like when we talked about Crypto.com Arena, I said, listen, Staples is a store. It's an office supply store. I get that your memories are always about Staples Center, yada, yada, yada. But at the end of the day, it was already sponsored. It wasn't called Lakers Arena. It was called Staples Center, right? So because, or it wasn't even the Forum, right? Like the Forum was if they would have stayed there, the Forum should always be the Forum, right? So I didn't have a huge issue with them changing to Crypto.com Arena. Now, as far as the Dodger Stadium is concerned, no chance in hell. And before you tell me, well, they did it at the Coliseum, that's also a weird look. And I'll say that as someone who's done games and called games there, where I think at the beginning, I have to say it, I'll call it the LA Memorial Coliseum at United Airlines Field. But that is literally the only time you'll ever hear me say
it. They force you to say that?
Well, no, because it's the right way to acknowledge it, but I will not, beyond that, at the beginning of the broadcast, I will never acknowledge it as that.
I mean, look, I get it. I understand how people are caught up in the names of facilities. I totally understand it. But what I'm saying is that if I were in the situation where I were the owner of the team, if I were ownership, and I'm trying to maximize revenues, one of the things that we're not currently doing that lots of other people in sports are doing is they're selling the naming rights to their stadium. So I am.
Are they selling Yankee Stadium?
I don't know. Are they?
No. Are they selling Fenway Park?
My answer thus far is no.
Right. So no, the Dodgers to me are in that group.
Yeah, but and they are. And by the way, their stadium is in that group. The history of the franchise is in that group. All fair. That's totally fine. All I'm saying is that if I'm Dodger ownership, and you told me, hey, look, there's a $250 million deal here, and it's either $250 over here or zero, and the zero keeps your integrity of Dodger Stadium, I'll take the $250 and give up a little ounce of integrity.
If they were to rename it Dodger Stadium presented by Sport 5, like, who's really going to call it that other than, like, the official team people and broadcasters?
When they're on a broadcast, right.
Nobody. Right, so I feel like it wouldn't really matter if they changed it to that. You know, it's not like you guys are going to be like Dodger Stadium presented by Sportify.
I mean, I guess, but I just feel like there are certain places that should not, they should maintain their classic nature to them.
I completely hear what you're saying. You brought up great examples with the Yankees and the Red Sox, and the Dodgers are in that class. Listen.
And by the way, the Yankees had a chance to do it. They literally tore down old Yankee Stadium, and right across the street, they build new Yankee Stadium. Not right. New Yankee Stadium brought to you by Citibank.
And by the way, it may eventually get to a point where the Yankees ownership is doing the same thing because they're like, what are we doing here? Like, I don't remember what the crypto deal was to take over the
I think it was like $700 million over a bunch of years.
I know, but think about the numbers we're talking about here. $700 million. If you're the Dodgers and somebody says to you it's zero, versus $700 million.
Right, but presented by is not getting you $700 million.
Well,
let's
even if
there.
They change the name. Even if they change the
Never.
Name to...
No.
To
we listen, riot.
Well, you say that.
I will go out there with signs, you know, right there.
You will, will
in
you?
Front of the
Lifelong
stadium.
Dodger fan who cares so,
no,
so desperately
I
about
a,
this.
I am a fan of history and culture.
Okay, and you know what the Dodger owners are fans of? Money and winning. And you know how you win? You got a lot of money in a lot of different areas, and then you pay great players.
I feel like you would sell your name. Scott Kaplan presented by something.
Okay, time out. Let's stop for a second. Hold on, because let's have a discussion here for a second.
Cappy.
Yes.
I'm calling just saying, a timeout. I'm just saying, Cappy, presented by...
Cited.
Yes.
Now, hold on a second, boys.
Cappy now, here, presented now. By Cited.
Oh, here we go.
Now, hold on.
Cappy presented by the Dadvocates. We got it. Let's
go. Okay, listen. I'm thinking about this, and tell me what you guys think.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about selling on the back of my jacket naming rights for the Mandy's. I figure there's
going to
be
millions.
So obsessed with you know
Mandy.
What you are? You know what you are?
Of
no, wait. You know what you are?
You tell me, George. What am I?
Which was one of the last couple of Rocky movies that they made where Paulie...
Easy.
Paulie sold the back.
You know how I feel about Rocky IV.
Was, I want to say it was the first one with Kellerman. Which is the first one with Kellerman? Was it Rocky Balboa? They
yeah,
did the video
know.
Game one?
Yes.
Where Paulie, like, Rocky puts on the robe and there's like a sponsorship in the back and he's like, hey, Paulie, what is this? And he's like, yeah, I made a few extra bucks. Like, all right.
Well,
all right.
But.
That's you.
But no, but instead of thinking of me as Paulie selling something for Rocky, think of me as the actual fighter who sells.
Right. You're trying to be Rocky
their,
and Paulie.
On their boxing
You're
shorts.
Raleigh.
So I'm thinking about for the Mandy's, making my back available for sponsorship opportunities.
Your neck
I think
and
it's
your
a
back?
Good idea.
You think it's a good idea or a bad idea, Linz?
Laura
I think
O is
it's a
the
idea.
Only one that got that.
Oh,
joke.
I got it.
I got
just,
it.
We just
I
got
just
that.
Chose to yeah. pretend
like
I didn't.
Yeah. Can you what, imagine?
What did you say? Something about back and neck?
I
what
said your
say?
Neck and your back. It's a dirty, dirty song.
Oh.
You've never heard that song, Kevin?
No, of course he hasn't.
But Rachel's been riding him for years, so she's already
oh,
got the sponsorship.
Geez, Chris.
Hey, now!
Wow, jeez, man. There's a
not
lot
like
of,
that.
I
meant, like, the whip.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of very risque language.
That
today.
Was not risque.
It
Everyone
was very
who
risque.
To the show knows what we're talking about.
It was yeah. risque, man. Yeah. It was risque.
She tells you what to do.
So anyway, what are you going to...
I'm thinking that on the back of my sport jacket...
Oh, we're still going with this.
Yeah, there may be space to have somebody who wants to, you know, sponsor.
Someone says it was Rocky II, by the way, that Paulie sold the second Apollo movie.
Yeah.
So here's Raul. The point. Here's the end-all be-all.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I am not opposed to selling naming rights of even classic stadiums.
Who's going to pay you to put a patch on your back of your suit or whatever?
Well, I've put it out to bid so far, George.
We are 24 days away, by the way.
I have put it out to bid.
710 Mandy Awards. Have you voted yet?
I've been voting
710awards.net.
Yes, presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Right. So I've been putting it out to bid, and there are people, believe it or not, George, that when I tell them the thousands and thousands who will be in attendance and the millions who will be watching worldwide via social media, that when you really start to do the math, it provides tremendous value. So who knows who it's going to be?
Okay.
Are you talking like hundreds or thousands? Like, Cap, how much are you worth? You know?
That's a good question.
I'm just curious. Like, what's your expectation?
I mean,
as
you're
far
not getting
offers?
Crypto.com arena money. Yeah. You know what I mean? So.
No, I'm not going to get $700
What
million,
is selling think. Out worth to you, Cap?
Yeah. Would you ruin think? A good suit for what?
Well, let's deduct the cost of the suit, you know, and then you got to go on top of that. You got to
well, what are you
out
spending on
is.
A suit? That'll tell me a lot about you.
That's not a lot, you know, Cap. Come on, you don't really think it's a lot, do you?
Well, come on, man. I mean, if you're gonna go to JCPenney and get a nice suit, what's the problem?
Let's not have anything against.
What's the issue here?
Yeah. You know,
I'm just curious.
I mean, if I'm going to Marshalls to get myself a fine piece of threads,
Marshalls doesn't sell suits.
What are you talking about?
They got some really suit separates, which is okay too.
Yeah. They got some nice drip.
Drip.
Did I use that correctly?
Perhaps, yes.
I laughed about JCPenney because I honestly thought that there wasn't any JCPenney.
There's a few left. There's one in Whittier at the Wynwood Mall. I've been there, recently.
Yeah. I was at the Del Amo Mall this weekend.
Were you really? Thrown down at Del Amo?
I was walking around with the kids and
at that meet,
the
Mark,
Cougars were looking. They were, even with the kids, they were looking.
Really?
They're going to look more when you have the kids.
Right. They're like,
Kelly wasn't with you. It was just
it was just me and the kids. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a divorcee.
They were like, oh, look at him with the kids.
Oh, he's
a good skin.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that forehead.
No Botox there.
I want to know who his doctor is.
Yeah. You're so obsessed.
He's so obsessed.
He is obsessed. Yeah.
Why don't you share with everybody?
Because there's no Botox, bro.
No Botox, huh?
I mean, there are wrinkles on my forehead, bro.
All right, I'll check him out tomorrow. I'll take a better look at him tomorrow.
No, God.
I'm going
to
examine
see you
him
tomorrow,
close tomorrow. Yeah. And get a microscope. Right. Bring him close to
Coming
you.
Up yeah. next. One cannot live on ham alone, Scott Kaplan.
Especially when my rabbi doesn't like it because it's not kosher.
All right, that's not the ham I'm talking about. I'm talking about the Lakers ham. We'll get to that in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yes, indeed. Live Imagery Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. Sit down. On this day, back in 1994, the Beastie Boys released their fourth album, Ill Communication.
Yeah, not Licensed to Ill, but Ill Communication.
You know, they're three Jewish rappers.
Yes, I'm familiar
with
their
work. Very
familiar,
yes. These are my guys, Chris Morales. Don't you think?
All right, we're back.
Was that another test of the
emergency broadcast?
They didn't like
system?
Me mentioning three Jewish rappers.
Yeah,
I know. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know. It just blew my ears off, but there's that.
I don't know. I was bragging about the three Jewish rappers. These are my guys.
Yeah. Also, happy 57th birthday, Brooke Shields.
Ah, oh, Brooke Shields.
57?
Yeah.
That's it?
You seem surprised.
Yeah, because like Brooke Shields been a part of like my life, my whole life, and
right.
I just think of her as being much older than me.
Not that much.
You know that she's been modeling since she was 11 months old?
Yes,
no way.
I
That's
do know
crazy.
That yeah.
Damn.
Would you ever
she
let
used
your
to
cap...
go out with Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you guys let your kids model if they were babies, like as babies?
I would. I would.
If Listen, they're I'm cute, yes.
My wife got approached when my daughter was a baby and we said no.
Why?
By a lady who claimed to be the person who discovered the Olsen twins.
Really?
Why not?
Yep.
Why would you not do
At
it?
At a coffee shop. Yeah. Nah, it's just not for me. If they want to do it on their own volition, that's different.
But what about getting that cheese for college?
Nah. Yeah, but that's what
that's
I was
good. Sedano's got it. Sedano's
I know, he don't care. He's
deferred comp, Christopher. Deferred comp.
He does have the deferred comp.
He don't care. Yeah. He's in the league. He doesn't need it. But me, on the other hand, I'm out of the league. So if you want to use my baby in modeling things and pay me for it, go for it.
No, listen, I'm not saying I'm not besmirching you if that's what you want to do.
Nope.
I'm just saying it's not for me.
No, it is for me. That's what I'm saying. Nobody ever walked up to me in a coffee shop and said, that baby is so damn cute. I got to have pictures of that baby.
I just seen too many stories of kids later in life who kind of are annoyed by their parents because of the exploitation, let's call it.
My kids are annoyed by me. And
in general.
It's got nothing to do with exploitation.
Right.
It's just got to do with being a dad.
So my thing is, if my kids want to do something, whatever it is, they're going to do it because they want to do it.
Speaking of his kids, I know
it.
You got the 515 tees we got to get to.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Kaplan did a live, an Instagram live from the beach.
Oh.
Because that's an odd thing to be Memorial Day. Oh, you're at the beach. Like Kaplan's revolutionary that he's at the beach.
Yeah. Hey, guys, Kaplan
so
here.
True.
I'm at the beach.
And then he
hanging out.
He awkwardly tried to speak to his children.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the amount of disdain as they looked back at him was
true.
Incredible.
Now, hold on. I want to say something here. So this Instagram live thing, I love it. Okay, I rarely
Wait,
use
you
it.
Make it seem like this is some revolutionary
no,
thing that has never happened before.
It's not, but
this Instagram Live thing, it's going to take off, guys.
It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. I love Instagram Live. And I rarely use it, but on certain days when I'm feeling it, I decide to turn it on. I'm walking yesterday. By the way, everybody who says I'm a creeper for knowing everything that everybody does on social media, yeah. Morales, you might be the biggest creeper of us all.
I hate to tell you, but it's prepared for me sometimes. You know
what
I mean?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Somebody prep.
Somebody prepared this for you? They told
sometimes
you, hey,
yeah. I don't know about, you know, Kaplan, I don't know if you know, but we all talk to each other. So if one person spots it, we all know.
It goes up like a flare in the night.
So who spotted it and then put it on
like
Chris's
radar? Like the bat
signal.
I'm not going to tell
It's the
you.
Cap signal.
No, because you saw it. You saw it because you follow everything I do. You follow me on Instagram Live. You follow
that.
Me on Instagram posts, oh tweet posts, Facebook.
Well,
hey,
no.
You follow me
I
on
follow
Facebook.
I follow you, period. If I follow you, I see these things.
Right. It pops up when you're, if you're on Instagram and you go, if I'm on Instagram and you happen to go live, it's going to say Scott Kaplan's going
right.
live.
So I clicked on the live because I knew that this was going to be embarrassing and I could use it for show prep.
Right.
Yeah. So,
you're not
so
like everybody, Cap. Like when you go live, it is like when you get an alert. Like it's kind of like a must-see TV thing, you know?
Right.
It's,
absolutely. That's exactly what, that's why I occasionally will do it.
Guys, this Instagram live thing is really going to take off.
Dude, my daughters right away, they go, oh, Dad, what are there, like two people watching? I'm like, no, man, we got a huge crowd here. There's 22
Millions.
People watching. 22 whole people watching.
Do you think your kids would have more people watching their Instagram live than yours?
Oh, by far.
Yeah.
Way more.
Yeah, I agree.
Way more.
Yeah.
Like my kids post something on Instagram and it gets like 1,000 likes. I post something on Instagram, I'd be lucky if it gets the 400 likes.
Right.
Seriously, I got no audience on Instagram. Yeah.
Now, speaking of audiences, the Lakers, you know, let's just say they believe we've been a tough audience for them, okay?
Well, they think you're very negative towards
them.
And I think I agree with them.
They do. I mean, listen, am I negative or am I a realist?
You're very negative.
I would say I'm realist and practical.
Very, very negative towards the Lakers.
So
on the other hand, very positive.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so positive.
I am so positive about the Lakers. Very positive. Yes.
So anyhow, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Because I said one cannot live on ham alone.
Mm-hmm, it's true.
So do you believe that Darvin Ham can be successful if Russell Westbrook's still on this roster?
I do.
Why so?
Because
now, and also, what are we gauging as success?
Okay, so let's start there. As far as what is success, if the Laker roster remains the way it is, virtually the same as last year.
Well, I mean, there's going to be like 8 open roster spots,
but
the core, you're saying
the 3 guys,
yeah,
the 3 names we all know.
Yeah.
Then the Lakers have to be in the playoffs. I don't mean playing in the play-in to be into the playoffs. I mean the Lakers have to be a top 6-ish kind of team. That's what we would expect at this point.
Okay, so let me tell you what. Do you want to know what Vegas' over-under is, the early over-under is on the Lakers right now?
Tell me.
Take a guess. It's 82 games.
Yep.
The over-under would be what?
I would say they're going to put the over-under at about 39.
No, you're way under.
Okay, 47.
Close. 46.5.
Oh, real close.
So 46.5 at 47. Do you know where that, let's just give them 47.
Okay.
Do you know where that would put them in this year's Western Conference?
Probably 7th-ish.
That is, 7th. They would be above the Minnesota Timberwolves as the 7th seed, so that means they'd still be in the play-in.
Well, that's terrible. So, look, then let's reassess here.
Okay.
50 wins,
playing
in the playoffs, not in the play-in. So not more wear and tear.
So 50 wins is like a 5 seed right now.
That's what I'm expecting.
Okay.
So look, the thing about Darvin Ham is this, George, and I, again, NBA outsider, I'm the anti-Woj.
Okay,
Here goes. Hold on.
Go ahead. Do your NBA outsider thing.
I'm the NBA outsider.
And now it's time for the NBA outsider.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah. As the outsider, what I can tell you is that the report on Darvin Ham says that the reason the Lakers loved him so much is because they think he has the ability to get into these players' faces. That he's not going to be just some walkover, kowtow guy to all these big stars who are making $47 million a year. The expectation is that Darvin Ham, the former player, can actually stand up to these guys. So I'm going to expect that. And I think they'll be better for it. Don't you?
I think they'll be better. I just don't know if they'll be marketably better. So what I would say is, this is where I said you can't live on Ham alone. For as good a hire as I think Ham is, I don't think that the job of the front office is by any stretch of the imagination over. They're going to have to figure out a way, with a ton of constraints financially, to be able to construct a team that has around 8 or so roster spots open with very little money. that's going to be able to complement these players, which means the way to complement these players are guys that can shoot but also play defense, because Russell Westbrook is not a good defender. Russell Westbrook is also not a good shooter. And LeBron at this stage, I don't know if you can expect him for 82 games at 37, going to be 38 in December, to be playing offense and defense going 100 miles an hour both for every single game. I don't think you can expect that. In his prime, he was kind of like waiting till closer to the All-Star break to do that, to conserve energy for the playoffs. So you think that he needs to play both sides of the ball for 82 games?
Well, look, I mean, 82 games is an exaggeration, because what you just said in terms of like, hey, when the second half of the season comes, that's when I got to be able to play both ends of the floor. First half of the season for LeBron James, I think you're asking way too much of him. Is he capable? I think he is, even at 37 going on 38. But is it realistic? I don't think it is.
Right.
So I think you wait until the second half of the season. The key to everything for the Lakers comes down to one guy, and we all know what it is. It's one guy's health. If Anthony Davis can be healthy, then the Lakers have a shot to maybe be significantly better than they were a year ago. Everybody who's already got this like negative tone, like, as long as their roster is the same, they're screwed next year. They'll be no better. I'm like, how do you know? How do you actually know that?
Well, I mean, screwed is relative. Again, if you're telling me that they're going to be a championship team with this particular roster, I would say no. So, and I believe the expectation of this franchise is still to be a championship level team. And I would find it very hard to believe that they could be a championship level team with the current makeup of the roster.
Doesn't do anything. I mean, just because they hire a coach, and even if he turns into a great coach.
But that's my point, is that Rob Pelinka has learned, and Rambis and whoever else was involved, learned how to do the coaching hire better. Can they figure out how to build a team in the margins better this time around with this particular group?
So. Make a prediction. You ready? Make a prediction right now. I know it's May 31st. Make a prediction. You think Russell Westbrook starts the season on the Laker roster?
Yes.
Okay, me too. Me too. I just don't think
anyone's taking him off their hands without a first-round pick.
Same. Who wants to pay him $47 million? Who wants to help the Lakers? Who wants to help LeBron? Nobody. Why would anybody? Nobody wants to help the Lakers. Nobody feels sorry for the Lakers. In fact, if anything, the rest of the NBA is like, good, keep them down. Don't do anything. They probably are all calling each other going, don't do that.
I don't know if they're all calling each other, because that would be collusion, but I would say that, generally speaking, no one wants to help the Lakers. Yes, I would agree, and probably no one wants to help LeBron either, I would agree.
Yeah. Outsiders, we don't really concern ourselves with collusion. We just make assumptions.
All right, well, insider, I will tell you this. We're going to go inside Radio Tinder coming up, and then at 5:45, I'm out on two people on the Dodgers. Out on two people. Out right now already. Listen, Andrew Friedman is a million times smarter than me, so he has to think the same way I'm thinking, because he's way smarter than I am. We'll get to that at 5:40 as well. So Radio Tinder's next. We're back in dos minutos.
Live Imaging Tuesday, Sedano and Cap, around 5:30 p.m. in the Southland. You know, we always play a TV theme these days for Radio Tinder and producer Lindsay. You know what this is the TV theme to, Kaplan?
I don't, but I love this song.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know the TV theme song.
Back in 2006, reality TV show The Hills, a spinoff of Laguna Beach, premiered on MTV.
Is that the Cavallari one?
Oh, yeah. She was in this a little bit, but Laguna Beach is where she made it.
Oh, okay.
Kristen KC.
Yeah.
And remember, LC, Lauren Conrad, they had a beef.
Yeah. By the way.
They had a beef.
Before we get to Radio Tinder, because you're going to do it live.
Yes.
Were you heartbroken when Keyshawn was crossed up and broke his ankles?
That happens tomorrow.
Right.
The two-on-two battle, which is
Alan Hahn and Bart Scott against
versus
Jay
Key
Will
and Jay Will.
Yeah, but Jay Will's going to beat them all. Like,
well, I mean, he was the number two pick.
Right, so I'm saying, like, he's on the right team.
No, so I talked to Key after, and I'm like, what happened? He's like, well, I was kind of putting it on.
Yeah, right.
He said I fell, and I said, well, Scott Kaplan. And he said, who?
Yeah,
and
that's right. Yeah,
he
that's
said,
all right. You can tell him when he says
who. He
says
you're not an athlete because of that. And he's going to say it to your face at the Mandy's.
Let me tell you
something.
He goes,
first I need to know what the guy looks like.
That's right. And then you can introduce and go, hey, he's right there, Kaplan. He's the guy that said.
He's got a patch on his back.
Right. He's the one that.
The one that looks like a NASCAR driver.
He looks like the one making money over there.
The guy making money over there with the naming rights on his back. That guy right there, he said that he's really disappointed that the number one overall pick in the NFL draft.
The NFL. You just said it, the NFL draft.
But isn't athletic enough to even keep up.
He's like 47 years old.
hey, listen, I know a lot of 47-year-old guys that are in fantastic shape.
They wouldn't get crossed up by J. Will?
Who's a former NBA number two draft pick and was an All-American at Duke.
You're making it seem like Keyshawn wasn't an All-American
at
USC.
Greg Bergman can cross you up right now and do what J. Will did to
100%.
Keyshawn.
Well, that's what you say, George, but I'll tell you something. I take my shot on that, but here's the thing.
Bergman's right here. Bergie, you want to cross him up?
Do you want to have a little crossover competition tomorrow?
I bet you couldn't guard Bergman.
You couldn't guard Bergman.
Bergman's good. I'm not saying this as like a negative. Bergman can play basketball.
Maybe he can. All I'm saying is this. Keyshawn was the number one overall pick. He was an All-American.
At football.
He had a phenomenal career.
You were a scholarship athlete in Division I program.
Right. So let me take – and by the way, I'm also 52. How old is Bergie? 30-something. But I'll take my shot. I'll take my chances.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So if Bergie does to you what J. Will does to Key, you really don't have a leg to stand on, literally,
in that
situation.
That may be true. But okay, now if he doesn't do that to me, do I have a leg to stand on?
I mean,
I was underwhelmed with Keyshawn's lack of athleticism.
Also 6'5", J. Will's 6'1".
Right.
He's quick.
And Keyshawn's 10 years older, at least 10 years
older
than J. Will.
And at least 40 pounds heavier.
Let me tell you guys this.
Mama, my Key.
Keyshawn expected to do a whole lot better than he did.
No, now, I don't think he did. It was
The guy who likes to chase him around like a little puppy dog. But I'm telling you, Keyshawn expected more from his
Bergman,
performance.
Can we get you to cross up Cappy?
Yes, very easily.
Do you still have a crossover game?
Yeah, I still can.
Okay.
Absolutely. I was playing some basketball this weekend.
And I have no game at all. No game. Zero.
No, you have no
game. I will take my chances.
Yeah. Okay. Meanwhile, Radio Tinder Time, you can follow her on Twitter or Instagram at Lindsay Baseball. And of course, you can't forget our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala.
Mandala.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
All right, so Amazon, they opened their first ever physical store for men's and women's clothing. They had their grand opening last week in L.A.
Can I pause for a second?
Yes.
So when I was in San Francisco during the Western Conference Finals, I saw these Amazon Go stores, and I'd heard about them, and I was like, wow, these things, why would Amazon actually spend on brick and mortar? Like, I don't even understand it. It seems silly, but I guess in essence, it's good advertising because people see it on the street all the time.
But they use it for distribution.
Store? Right. No, there's that too. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Cap.
Yeah.
So they're trying to reimagine in-store shopping with a technology-driven experience through the app. So you're kind of like doing a little bit of both. You're using the app, but you're also shopping in person, like, you know, the instant gratification. So you use the Amazon shopping app to scan an item's QR code and see available sizes, colors, and customer ratings. Then you can also send items to the fitting room, where a touchscreen allows the customer to browse more styles and request different sizes or styles that can be delivered to their room within minutes.
Mm.
That sounds great. The app also allows customers to send items that they want to pick up to the pickup counter, so they don't have to walk around like holding stuff that you want to buy. They just put it all at your little shopping bag up at the front. Will you guys ever shop at the Amazon Style Store? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I don't know. I'd give it a shot. I'll give it a whirl. I'm okay with giving anything a whirl once, right? And that's kind of the way I look at it. So it's kind of like food. It's the same thing to me. Like, I'll try something once. If I like it, cool. If I don't, all right, I'm out. So there you go.
Not opposed, but not likely.
Have you been to the grocery store once? The Amazon Fresh?
No, I've never been.
It's a pretty cool experience.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you just, everything, you don't even have to like go to the actual, you go to the actual checkout, but you don't have to scan and check out.
You just, it's already got everything.
You put it in your basket and it knows.
Yeah, it knows what you got.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I mean, I really like grocery shopping though, you know? And I like the whole experience.
It's such a great experience
shopping.
For you because you confuse people's genders at times.
Well, that did happen. It did happen.
More than once.
I did call Bonnie sir, and it was an accident. She was very offended. That is true. I can't deny that.
Yeah.
But I do like the whole grocery store experience.
But not for clothes. You'd rather just, you know, just
I think I'd rather,
roll the
like,
dice.
Take the stuff, put it in the dressing room myself, try it on, take it up to the front. I don't mind anything.
Well, that's exactly what this is. Except you use the app, like it kind of eliminates the person. You know, you have to like look around for somebody to get a fitting room, and then once you get to the fitting room, like let's say the pair of jeans don't fit you and you want the next size.
Oh my god! Then you gotta get another thing, and it's
and you could do this all in the app, and not have to like deal with an actual person. Like there's people working and they're doing this work, but it's all behind the scenes, so you don't have to like, interact
with them. Shopping for clothes is a huge pain in the you know what. Like I would agree. So if it makes it easier, I'm in.
Yeah, none of that sounds like a pain to me.
Yeah, well, I feel like it sounds cool in it. For somebody like me, like I buy stuff on Amazon to wear, And then I just end up sending it all back. I feel like this would eliminate a lot of that stuff. So I would totally try it.
All right. What's next?
All right. Dwayne The Rock Johnson's daughter, Simone Johnson, officially confirmed over the weekend that she has picked her WWE superstar name, and it's Ava Raine.
Critics, oh, I didn't even know that she was a WWE wrestler.
Yeah, she got drafted, I don't know, maybe like a year ago, mm-hmm. and she's been in their performance center ever since. She has not been on TV or anything yet. But
she's still working out the kinks. Yeah.
Yeah, they're trying to get her character.
Right.
So people on, you know, on social media, they were calling out WWE for not giving her a name that indicated that she's the daughter of, you know, The Rock, the biggest star in the world, or a member of the legendary Anoa family tree, their super famous wrestling family. And then she went to Twitter to address the backlash, saying, "I don't understand why people being portrayed as separate individuals from their family name is such a heated topic. A name doesn't discredit any prior accomplishments from any family. So if your dad was The Rock, would you want your WWE name to reflect that? Swipe left or swipe right, Cap?"
I think I'm swiping right, but I hope I'm swiping the right direction, which is to say that, yeah, I would. If my father was The Rock, and he was a WWE legend. And by the way, it's not just The Rock. It's his dad before him, who was, you know, one of the...
Rocky Johnson, yes.
I'm calling him one of the forefathers of wrestling. You know, I don't want to make it seem like, you know,
wait,
he was like the
you're saying that the Rock's dad was one of the forefathers?
I'm saying he was a guy
wrestling?
That was in the 60s and 70s.
Like
you know
a jobber,
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I call him one of the forefathers.
Well, when
but
I
yeah.
say forefathers, I don't mean that he was the biggest star. I just mean that he was in that era. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean... Forefathers would have made it seem, though, like you... you
well,
know.
I mean, who do you consider, like, the biggest, like, names at the beginning of pro wrestling?
I mean, like, way, way back, like Bruno Sammartino and, like, Gorgeous George or something like that? Or
yeah.
do you want to go to, like, Hulk Hogan and, like, Ric Flair?
No,
the Ultimate
no,
Warrior?
Andre the Giant?
No.
Andre the Giant.
No,
Macho
the
Man
Giant
Randy
sure.
Savage?
Oh, yeah.
But I think you're talking, like, the 70s, the 60s and 70s, and that's where Dwayne Johnson's dad wrestled. So,
yeah.
look, all
Marky
I'm saying
Johnson,
is this.
Yeah.
He was part of this sport growing in popularity.
Yes.
If my father was Dwayne Johnson and my grandfather was also a pro wrestler, yeah, I'd want my name to be a part of my character.
Okay, I will swipe left on this because I think you should create your own thing. I think that you already, if you are the daughter of someone like The Rock, who is one of the most famous people on the planet, regardless of wrestling or not, I think that the idea is you want to do something independent of your father, even if you go into the family business per se. That makes it even more difficult because... You know, and Lindsay, you're a big wrestling fan still. I'm not. But, like, Roman Reigns is related to The Rock, and everyone hates him. So there's...
Well, he hates him because the company relentlessly pushes for him when...
Right,
they, you know,
it, right. But
what's his relation to The Rock?
They're cousins, like
cousin,
second cousins.
Yes, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think that you just already have an uphill battle when you're with perception. Right? Maybe internally you don't have as much of an uphill battle because you are related to said person in said industry. But from the outsider's perspective, people are already looking at it as nepotism. And I would want to distance myself from it as much as possible. That's just me.
I think The Rock is such a huge star that it is what it is. And you can't get away from it. And everybody already knows that she's
right.
she's
that's
a daughter. So I would use it to my advantage. But that's because it's The Rock. It's not like it's, you know, even like Ric Flair. He's a big star, but he's not The Rock. Like, everybody knows The Rock.
Right.
So,
but yeah. Ric Flair is Ric Flair. I mean.
Yes. But
you
know,
he's talking about
in
a forefather
world,
of wrestling.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. He's one of the forefathers. There
right.
you go.
But Ric Flair is not immune to being released by WWE.
No.
No, but like Ric Flair's kid uses his name. Dusty Rhodes' kids used
right.
his name. I mean, I just am surprised.
Although you know, was Gold Dust initially.
But I do wonder, is it because...
Not Pixie Dust, Gold Dust?
No,
Gold Dust
no.
was my favorite wrestler of all time. I love Gold Dust.
Does WWE have a problem with The Rock and maybe they don't want her using his name because they have a problem with
no,
him?
No, they don't have a... Like, you think that the WWE is crazy enough to have a problem with The Rock?
Well, I'm just asking. That's why
he
I don't
is
know.
An instant moneymaker.
Yeah. I'm an outsider. Cha-ching. I'm a WWE...
No.
Dude,
F
that
outsider.
Guy literally can just say he's going to show up
right.
at WrestleMania and like they'll get like... A million more buys
yeah.
or something ridiculous
they can
like that.
Mention him in like a promo and the ratings
I'll
go through the roof.
Why not use
I'll
his
tell you
name?
This. When The Rock says he's going to be on Monday Night Raw, I never
oh, yeah.
watch anymore.
Yeah.
And I will make sure to tune in or record it to watch it later.
Yep, yep. Well, she said that it was her decision and that she wanted to differentiate herself and
good
separate,
for her.
You know, make her own path for herself.
Good for her.
All right, all right.
All right, next one. So speaking of the past, Cap, Yeah. I feel like you might like this story. Almost four decades after Back to the Future made a DMC DeLorean into both a time machine and a household name, it looks like it's coming back. The latest car maker to bear the DeLorean name is getting closer to launching an electric vehicle. The DeLorean Motor Company revealed new images and details about the concept car, which is called the Alpha 5, earlier today. I just sent you guys a picture of it, and I'll post
it on Twitter.
It's cool.
It looks like a Porsche a little bit.
Yeah. So do you think that people will actually buy this new DeLorean Alpha 5? Swipe left or swipe right?
I'm swiping right. For sure people will buy it. I'm not one of them, but people will definitely buy it. I mean, it looks very Tesla-like, the way the doors open upward rather than outward. And the name DeLorean, I mean, there's a lot of history there. So, yeah, I think people will actually buy this. I won't. Will you?
It depends on the price.
I don't know. I like that Mustang you've been driving around lately. I got to say, I'm a little jealous of the whole no gas, all electric thing. I'm starting to really think about that.
I mean, you probably should have thought of it before gas was $6.50.
Dude, you see some gas stations in L.A. at like $8?
I have not.
That's the one on Cesar Chavez. That one is always hot.
And then the news always uses that one.
That one. Right. It's right over next to the Union
Station. Those tree huggers in California, the people on the other side of the country, those tree huggers from California, they're paying $8 in gas.
Like 3 years ago, it's right next to Union Station, and that was like $5 when everything else was $3 a few years ago.
They're
always high over there.
Yeah. I mean, it's why in October I decided, I'm like, I kind of saw some of this coming.
Well,
he's he's an energy expert.
Cryptocurrency. I'm into the U.S. economy as well.
Well, I'm also in. Well, oil actually is a big, you know, the oil prices are a good indicator as to where the market's going to head.
Production is up, though, Cap. You know that.
I did know that. Yes. Of course. Naturally, I knew that.
Yeah. All right. That is Radio Tinder.
Of course. I was just talking to my friends about that. Hey, you guys hear about oil production? It's up a lot.
You
guys heard about that. <or not>.
Look at Cappy zinging your back.
Oh, he's zinging.
It's the dust today.
Looks like he's like a Hall of Famer today. He's got like the gold jacket. It does. He looks
does
like
he have the black hanky coming out of it?
Well, yeah, he does.
It's a black and mixed hanky. That's the lining of the sport jacket.
It looks like you're going into Canton today.
Well, I'm going to Canton for bits, my friend. That's what they're going to remember me. That's what I wanted to say on my tombstone.
He's one of the forefathers of radio.
He is?
He did bits.
Yes.
Well, his father is one of the forefathers.
That's true. Yes.
I wouldn't quite say that, but thank you.
Yes. In L.A.
Yeah. Well.
There we go. All right. So coming up next. All right, Cappy.
Yes, sir.
I'm out on two Dodgers, but boy, am I in on one in particular. Let's do that next in 2 minutes.
Yes, indeed. Live Imaging Tuesday. On Sedano and Cap on this day back in 1989, Soul to Soul out of the UK.
Ooh.
Released Back to Life.
Back
Monster
to
hit.
Life, back to reality.
Cappy, were you getting down with Soul to Soul in the late
80s? Those two lines, back to life, back to reality. Those are the only lines we all know.
No, that's not true.
Oh.
However do you want me?
However do you need me?
That's the name of the song.
There's two more lines. Back to reality.
Back to the present time.
Because I want the however do you want me.
See,
it's coming.
Yeah, yeah.
See? Sedano could throw down.
Take me down. Take initiative. Yeah, I'm close.
You ready?
Close.
Cap,
I need
here it comes, Cap. You ready?
Yeah. Go ahead.
You ready on a live image Tuesday?
However do you want me? However do you need me? However do you want me? However do you need me? However.
Yeah.
Do you need me?
It is amazing. They just came in and got the camera, the social media team, and they missed Sedano getting down to Soul to Soul.
Yep, they
that
did.
Is a shame.
I hate when that camera's on, I gotta be honest with you.
You don't like it when it's on?
When I know it's there. It's too right in front of my face.
I hate when it's right in front of your face.
Chris, how about your twerking routine last week?
Yes.
What was that all about?
I missed the twerking routine?
It was on social.
Oh.
Well, you know, I move. I got junk in the trunk. I'm not afraid to put it in you.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I was going to say something else, but I'm going to move on.
No, listen, I might dance on stage at the Mandy's so that Rachel could be like, ooh, I didn't realize Chris had those moves.
I didn't know he had that kind of deal
Scott,
going.
Why can't you move your junk in the trunk like that?
You know what? I was so embarrassed this weekend. I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys this, but this is a little embarrassing.
Yes.
Okay. So Saturday night, I went to a bat mitzvah.
Oh.
Okay? All right? It was very
lovely. Now, bat mitzvah is the boy or the girl?
The girl.
Okay.
Okay?
So bar is the boy.
Right.
Okay.
So I went to a bar mitzvah. I went to a bat mitzvah, and two things happened.
Yeah.
Number one.
Mazel.
Thank you. They had the hula hoop contest going pretty early. Now, I take myself as a pretty damn good hula hooper. Anybody else here a good hula hooper?
No, not at all, actually.
Well,
I'm a great hula hooper. I could probably school you in a contest.
Well, I've lost all my skills. I hit the dance floor, and I had no skills whatsoever left in hula hooping. I blamed my sport jacket. I thought that, you know, it didn't give my hips room, like, to really kind of keep the hoop above the hips. That was terrible. And then the second part is, you know, this is advice for anybody.
Well, you know, Shakira always says the hips don't like it.
They don't like, yeah, by the way.
Well, in this case, yeah, in this case,
oh,
I think,
you threw them off, sit on
them. No, they're not lying. It's a sport coat got in the way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Now, here's advice for anybody who goes to a bar or a bat mitzvah.
Yes.
If you want to be in every picture, okay, and you want to live forever in the memory of this bar or bat mitzvah boy and their family and girl, you have to be part of the raising of the chair in the middle of the dance floor. You guys familiar with this?
With the Yeah.
Yes, right. So
what LeBron was just doing the other day on Instagram?
Right.
He was at a wedding. And yep, they were raising the person in the chair?
Yeah, right. It's probably a Jewish wedding, yeah.
Okay. Right. Mazel. So everybody's grabbing hands, and they're going, hava, nagila, hava, nagila, hava, right, the whole deal. And once that chair makes it to the dance floor, I'm the guy. I am the go-to guy. I'm the leader. I'm the quarterback.
Yeah.
Because I want to be in every picture.
Right.
So I threw up the little girl. I threw up her little sister. Mom sat down. She's a little bit heavier. Dad sat down. He's 205. Dude, the rest of the weekend, I'm like, why am I so sore in my shoulders and my back?
Yeah.
Because I was lifting people during the Hava Nagila.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Did you blow the chauffeur?
I did not have to. Not at this particular bat mitzvah.
They don't do that at the bat mitzvah?
No, they don't do it at the bat mitzvah. They wait for the high holidays for that.
Okay. That's your Jewish celebration update from Scott
there
Kaplan.
There you go. That's right. That's how you get in every picture. That's how you get in every picture. And take your sport jacket off if you plan on hula hooping.
You know what? You could do our, like, Jewish society inside. Like, you know, like, you're the outsider on the NBA. You'd be the insider on, like, Jewish society in Southern California.
I like that. You know, it's like Laura's thing, what you need to know. Like, I mean, maybe we need, like, the Hebraic version.
Okay. You figure that out.
You know, I'll work on that.
Okay. There you go.
By the way, I made an executive decision about the show while you were gone last week.
Oh, okay.
And
It was a rough time, Sedona. It's a lot of quinceañeras.
Let me tell you something. No rougher than normal. But listen. But George, Beto Duran on Friday evenings, as people are headed towards high school football games, Beto seems to know everything about high school sports. And
He does. He has kids in high school.
Right. So high school football report with Beto going into Friday night football. Awesome.
Sure. I'm all about more Beto. I mean, you know, probably a big reason as to why he's here.
That's why Kaplan quickly signed that new deal. Yeah. He was worried.
Más Beto.
Yeah. Mucho más Beto, sí.
Sí.
Sure, I'm in on whatever you want to do.
I didn't even negotiate
that
contract.
Give me the pen.
I'll take whatever you guys give me.
Did
whatever
you sign
you give
the deal
me.
Already?
Is it signed?
Nah.
Oh.
Oh, nah. Okay.
Not exactly signed. There's a better clause.
Oh, the Sedano soundboard went loose.
Getting close, though, George. Getting awfully close.
You got the language ready?
I mean, I read through it today.
How much red lines are there right now in the contract?
I don't know. You know what? I sent it back. I went, it's fine, whatever. I don't care.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No way. Nobody ever does that.
I did. I said, I trust you, man. Whatever you say.
Okay, sure.
I just want them to stop making fun of me. Can we put that in the deal, Rach?
The deal? Yes. There
is
are
Rachel
new
doing your deal?
There are.
No, she's an accountant, not
language.
A lawyer.
I was just going to say, like, is she like doubling up?
Let me put it this way: if she were negotiating this, she'd probably be doing a lot better job. Because you know what happens is the agents are all like, "I don't want to blow this thing, so I better not." I think I should probably be done right about here. She'd be like, "What? Are you kidding me? We're worth way more than that."
Yeah.
We.
We're a team.
I was going to say,
we're a team.
We're a team. We're a team.
There you go. So. Speaking of we, and by this, I mean me, I'm out on two people right now with the Dodgers. Now, Bergman is still here. Bergman, I would love your assessment on this right now, because you're probably going to think I'm crazy on one of them. But I'm out. First of all, let's just start with the positive. Mookie Betts has been unfreaking believable this month.
Guy's been on fire. And by the way, hold on. We talk about Mookie Betts. We think of it as just hitting and the number of home runs that he's been hitting. The way Mookie Betts plays defense.
Incredible.
I don't know how many other major league outfielders can do what he can do. And by the way, what just blows my mind about him is he ain't 6'4", like 205.
No, no.
I mean, he's a little guy. Yeah. So the power that he generates while hitting, but the gun, the hose.
Incredible.
The accuracy.
The speed to get to the ball, around the base, all of it. It's
the guy's unbelievable.
He's arguably the most fun player to watch in baseball. Okay, him and Ohtani. Him and Ohtani. I think here in Southern California, you have the two most fun players to watch in Major League Baseball right now. It's amazing.
All right, so we're all in on Mookie Betts. Who are we out on? Go ahead.
I am out. Now, I think this one, Bergman will agree on this one. Craig Kimbrel, I'm out.
Yeah, no, that's totally fine.
He's done. He's done. He had been in a situation where he was getting really...
He's done?
Can I finish real quick? Oh, okay. I guess you're going to let me finish.
You were waiting.
So, I was telling you, Cappy, if you remember, that he's getting lucky in these games. His strikeout ratio stinks. He's walking guys. He's getting into all these jams. He's getting lucky. He's not getting as lucky anymore, Bergman.
No, he was 10 for 10 in saves until the last night when he blew that one, but he was giving up runs every single time.
Correct.
He should have had way more blown saves, but because the Dodgers are so good, he has 3-run leads consistently whenever he comes in.
They, Cappy, okay? He, tostada, done, toast. Kimbrel, done. Cappy's not going to talk right now.
Did he go bye-bye?
I think we lost Cap for a second.
Oh. Okay. So
meanwhile, why is corporate Greg still here? I want to know that.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I had stuff to do, and then I just stuck around because I was listening to the show.
Well, in traffic, at this point.
You know.
All right,
I liked hearing you in studio. I like when you're in studio.
Oh, he wants to press the flesh with Sedano.
Yeah. Here's who else I'm out on. So you're with me on Kimbrel.
Yeah. He's been awful.
They need a new closing option. This is not going to work long.
And now you have no more Blake Treinen. Tommy Canley's hurt. So, yeah.
They need to figure something out. They're going to need to make a deal for someone. Who
most likely. And a starter, yeah.
Here's who else I'm out on. Now, not out on in the sense of, like, I think he's a bad player. I just don't think he's ever going to be a star. And people are going to think I'm nuts because there's not a huge sample size on this. But in my opinion, enough to know that he's not going to be a star.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Gavin Lux.
100%.
Totally agree with you. He's just a guy. That's it. He's a guy.
Now I'm going to get super nerdy, and Chris is going to hate this. Ready? His wins above replacement is a one.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah.
Is that a career wins above replacement, or is that just
in
for this year?
330 at-bats.
Yeah.
He's a wins above replacement as a one.
Why don't you explain what that means?
Wins above replacement, which means he is one win better than the average person that would replace him at his position.
See, that's awesome.
Yes.
That was great.
Thank you.
That was wonderful.
This is why you're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you extrapolate that over a whole season, if you just gave him like his best runs as a Major League Baseball player, it would maybe be like a 3.5 or a 4.
Yeah, it wouldn't be great because this is what Gavin Lux is. He's a guy that was a typical 4A type guy that was really good in AAA and destroyed the baseball.
Yeah.
And then he got up here and everybody kind of figured him out. He's getting on base a little bit more this year, but for the most part, he's not anything that you cannot put somebody else in that situation and get the exact same thing.
I like, who's the guy?
Hanser Alberto?
Oh my God, I want that guy in my life.
I just know who you're going to talk about. At the drop of a finger.
Hanser Alberto. First of all, I love his energy.
He's fun.
He's so much fun.
He's like Rony Turiaf was on the
Mets. Yes, he's exactly like Rony. He actually looks like Rony Turiaf. He's got the big belly. Like, I love everything about him.
Yeah, no, he's been great. He hit his first home run yesterday, so that was nice to finally see.
They were like insane yesterday with him and Mookie and Edwin Rios. Like,
Rios has been, he's a free swinger, dude. That guy will swing at absolutely everything, but if he gets a hold of it, it's gone.
Speaking of free swingers, Cappy's back.
Yep, I am back. That's exactly
wow,
right.
Wow, that was like, you missed the Sedano and Corporate Greg baseball report.
I know,
that was
I missed hardcore baseball.
I think Corporate Greg might have to fill in when Cap's out.
Well, we used to do a Bergman baseball report.
Yeah, and then somebody got Greg off the show.
It's true.
I mean, we can really talk about this if you want.
Yeah,
because I found
that
out after the fact.
No, who did that?
We got a break.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate because now we're going to get into some good juicy stuff.
Yeah. We also have What You Need to Know coming up in between. And your boy, Aaron Donald, saying some stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Saying some stuff. We'll
I want to talk about this.
Dos Minutos, back.